Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Mem Zayin. We're holding five lines from the top of the Yomit, where the Gemara quotes from the end of yesterday's Mishnah, She'ena machshava hoileches el achar hu oyved. When it comes to the machshava of either, for instance, then of pigel, person has machshava chutzlum koimoi, chutzlis manoi, or like we had at the beginning of our Masechta, a machshava of shaloi lishmoi. Who is the one that has those machshavas? Says our Mishnah, the oyved. Oyved means the one that's doing the avoida. Doesn't say the koyin, because we know by shechita, shechita is ksheira bizar. So whoever is doing the avoida at that time, and he has this, quote, machshava, he's the one that's going to decide the fate of this carbon. And you remember Bill was ma'irus a few days ago, that we don't mean only machshava, it really means dibur. And Rashi said very emphatically, wherever you find this term machshava used, throughout our Masechta, in this connection, we're referring really to a dibur. Anyway, so it's acharu oyveit. Now, who else might have been a person that could shape and make a change to this carbon? The Baalim. You see from our Tana, from our Mishnah, he holds only the oyveit and not the Baalim. Says our Gemara, this is a big machloikis. Our Mishnah does not follow the view of another Tana, the sign we learned in the Brisa. The Baalim are also mefaglim, not to the exception of, or not to the exclusion of the Oyved, but they can also be mefaglim. So Rashi explains that when the Kohen is doing his avoid, and he's doing it perfectly, no problems whatsoever, and the Baalim now get all upset and all agitated, irritated, and for some reason they go and say, we're going to eat this korban chutzlas manay or chutzlam koimai or whatever, then the Baalim have the ability to be mafagil the korban, just like the one that's doing the avoidim. Omer Rava, my time Rabbuz Rabbi Yossi, where does he take this from? Tiyom HaKros is the Pasuk, v'hikriv ha-makriv. Now what means v'hikriv ha-makriv? The Hikrav Makiv has really nothing to do with Hilchoy's Pigul. It's a Pasuk, Rashi says, it's brought in the Parsha of Nisachim. Nisachim are described in detail in Parsha's Shlach. And there it says, Hikrav Makiv, Karbonai LaHashem, he has to go and bring a certain amount of Esroinim, Lapor, Esroinim LaOil, etc. The same thing with Gabi, the Nisachayayin, Chatziahin, Shlishisahin, etc. So the Torah uses expression, Hikrav HaMakiv, Karbonai LaHashem. And the obvious reference in that pasuk is to the Baalim, that when they want to go and bring a regular karm of an oil or a shlomim, the Hikrav HaMakriv, he has to go and to get shepherd, he has to add, if you will, like a tax, an additional karbon of the minchas and the sochim. So that's referring to the makriv, is referring to the Baalim. So what does that have to do with us? Because in the parasha of Pigel, the pasuk says, v'himei ochel yeyochel mibsar zebach shlomov, so Lashon of the Pasuk is Hamakriv. So Pasuk again, Hamakriv means the one that's doing the Avoida. But since I see that the Torah uses the term Hamakriv also to refer to the Baalim in the Parshim Nesachim, so here too, in the Him, Ochel Yeyochel, Hamakriv Oisoi, Lo Yechoshev, he's the one having the Machshavos, the Baalim can also be Mefakim. Says Abaye, this chiddush that we're learning today, that one person's doing the avoida and someone else is going and having a machshava, that machshava can, if you will, overpower whatever is going on in the Beis Hamikdash in terms of the avoida. We find this concept to other places, as we'll see shortly in the Gemara, one the Gabi Hilchas Avodah Zarah, the other one the Gabi Hilchas Shabbos, then in each case you have, if you will, two participants. One that's actually doing the act, the Maisa, and the other one that is just expressing his views in terms of Machshava or in terms of Dibur, and that person of the Machshava and the Dibur, we are going to now attribute his Machshava and Dibur to the one that's doing the Avodah, or we're going to go and say that his machshava overpowers whatever machshava that individual or whatever avoida that person is doing. And you'll see as we'll go through the Gemara. So we have now Reb Elazar Reb Yossi. Abaye considers this to be a gvaldige chiddush, the Kohen who's there in the Beis Mikdash, he's minding his own business in the sense he's doing what he's supposed to do. He's either Shechting, he's doing Kabbalah Saddam, he's doing the Hilocha Saddam, Zrika Saddam, perfectly the way he's supposed to. And then this individual, this Balaam, he goes and says, well, I know that the Kohen is doing a great job, but I want you to know, Chevra, we're going to go and eat this carbon tomorrow, or we're going to eat it Chutzlam Koyme, we're going to take it to Tel Aviv, we're going to take it to Bnei Brak, or whatever. That thought now causes the pickle in the carbon, which he's not even working with. He's not doing anything. Yes, of course, he's the one that brought it. He's the buyer.
Right, but if, doesn't the owner dictate more, meaning if anything, it should hold more water because this is the owner.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
So that's beautiful. And you would fit beautifully into the yeshiva Reb Lozer Ber Yossi. Because Reb Lozer Ber Yossi holds, as you say, that the Baalim have a very, very strong, we're not talking just to
a stake.
Yes, a major
stake. Literally what they have.
Depending on the carbon, yeah. But anyway, what you're saying is true. Avada, if we're talking about in a stadium of 50,000 people, and one person says that the pitcher should go and throw in this direction or that direction, nobody's going to listen to him. He is not the Balaam, Avada. But the fact that the Balaam's statement of Machshava should be able to go and dictate what the Avoida's outcome was going to be when he's not even involved in any of the Avoida, Abaye considers to be a chiddush, and we're going to have this chiddush repeated by two other tanoim in two other circumstances.
So yes. Isn't the Kohen basically the proxy of the meaning? He's like a shaliach.
And what you're saying is beautiful. So let me ask you a question. Isn't there a klal of ein shaliach lidvar aveira? He is making an aveira by causing this carbon to become nispagel, so much so that if a person were going to eat from it, he would go and get kares. So if anything, if you can use that view, oy, so then the oyved is a shlich varveira. We hold ein shlich varveira. Therefore, he would not be able to go and continue in the service of this carbon, because this carbon is now being brought in a corrupt manner, in a manner that is going to cause this carbon
so
to be...
theoretically, he should drop everything.
Yeah, 100%. If I was the Kohen, I would say I'm retiring. Or at least, I'm going for vacation, I'm coming back. But the Kohen, if he... Yes, anybody? Herb Shlomo.
What we're saying, there are two levels of intention here. Is the intention of the owner, who, if his intention is there, with the intention of the Kohen to do the procedure properly in every step.
So who trumps who?
Could disqualify things too.
100%. There's no question that our home is...
Which one overrides the other? In this case, the owner's intention overrides the Kohen's, it seems. But,
100%. And I'm glad that you're all bringing this up, because if you look at the Rashi, the third, fourth line from the top of the Yomit, Shemati Shabalim Mefaglin, Bavoides HaKoyin, Emkibel HaKoyin B'shtika, the Koyin did a B'shtika. In other words, like we had in the Mishnah yesterday, Rabbi Yossi say, you don't have to say anything. Mishahoya Liboy Sholem, he doesn't have to go and express L'shem this, L'shem that. Just leave it, if you will, blank, gunished. And then it's Tanai Bez, and automatically we're going to fill in that this was the Shem Oila, and this was for Yankel, and not for Beryl, and this was the Shem Hashem, and it was the Shem Reach, and the Shem Nichoyach. So the Kohen did Bishtika without saying anything. V'chizwa Baalim Olea ala Pigel, have a Pigel. Baalim had that bad Machshava, it's Pigel. So there are Meforshim that want to be Medayik from the Rashi. It's Davka, says Rashi, if the Kohen was Bishtika. What happened if the Kohen speaks up and says, Rabbeisai, this is carbon is going to be brought b'kedusha v'tahara, and therefore we're going to go and eat this carbon today. And if it's kachim kudishim, we're going to eat it here in the Beis Hamikdash. And if it's kachim kalim, we're going to eat it here in Yerushalayim. Nowhere else. And then the Balaam says, oh no, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to go and bring it. We're going to go and eat it tomorrow. Or we're going to go and eat it in Beitar or somewhere else outside Yerushalayim. Whose machshava trumps who? So they want to be medayik from the Rashi. It's only when the Kohen was oyved b'shtika, he didn't say anything. However, if he said something positive, saying, yes, this is for an oila, yes, this is going to be eaten here, etc., then the Baalim's machshava would not trump the oyved's machshava, because oyved is the one that's doing the avoida. He is the one that's causing this carbon to be niskasher and nisratzer by a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Does the machshava of the oven and the machshava of the Kohen have to be hear each other, the Kohen? Or how would the Kohen know he does his korban? and the Baal is outside, he doesn't even know who the Baal is because it's a very busy day.
100%. Mm-hmm.
So what happened?
Well, in terms of, he doesn't have to know who the Baal is, but he certainly is not allowed to mishana from Yankel to Beryl or Ruvain to Shimon. It has to be the correct one. So what we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, although it would appear in the Torah that you have to have six positive machshavos, L'shem Zevach, L'shem Zoveach, L'shem Hashem, L'shem Ishim. Rabbi Yossi said, the Chachamim made a special tonight, Bezdin, don't say anything, don't have a machshav of anything, because if you're going to start saying, L'shem this, L'shem that, he may make a boo-boo, he may make a mistake. We don't want mistakes. So therefore the tonight Bezdin says, just do a blank slate, just have in mind I'm doing it whatever it's supposed to be, L'fnei Hashem, and the... Yes.
So this whole operation of the sacrifice could be done with no vocalization whatsoever?
That's correct. 100% right.
Before
Shem. Presumably before the kohen is about to begin, he asks whoever is bringing the korban, tell me what this korban is all about, because he needs to know whether it's kachim kodeshim or it's kachim balim. Because if it happens to be kachim kodeshim, you have to go and shecht it in the tzofein. If it happens to be kachim kalim, you can shecht it anywhere. If it happens to be a particular korban, like you have to do shtayim shehein arba, different zrikois. When it comes to the chatos, he has to go all the way to the top of the mizbech, and he has to put in the four kronos. If it happens to be a korban that you have to do lifnim, he needs to know that, to be able to go and take the dam into the heichel and spritz it before the proiches, and so on and so forth. But other than those, the initial information, knowing what the korban is all about, otherwise, you don't need to vocalize anything, as you were just saying. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara. So we had now Rabbi Elazar Yossi that told us that the Balaam can dictate what the fate of this carbon is, even though he is not the one that's being oveyed on the carbon. And we find this by Rabbi Elazar and Shimon ben Elazar.
So if they can dictate, but if they're dictating that something's not against the rules, then it's as if they didn't dictate.
No, if they do against the rules, such as chutz l'zman, chutz l'mkoymoy, the carbon is possible. So their dictation, unfortunately, has major ramifications.
Whatever you do, you can do it. You know, you shouldn't do it. It's illegal. But if you do it, it's a crime.
It has its halachic ramifications.
No, it's just like, let's say you're trying to be mekadesh nisha without a pruta. There's no kiddushin. So here, the same thing. I mean, you're proposing something that's not allowable. So
there is a transaction here. There is. That's the whole point. It's effective. It destroys the validity of the court.
So I'm saying there's some instances where if you utter something that's counter, it's as if you didn't utter it at all. But here, that's not the case.
Well, it depends whether it's a positive statement or it's a negative statement. What we learned in the Mishnah yesterday is you don't have to vocalize using your term any positive statement. You just have to have, at best, a clean slate. I'm bringing it, l'shem, whatever needs to be done for the carbon, done. However, the Baalim can unfortunately, with their bad statements, they can unfortunately go and overwhelm the Oyved's good kavonis and make the carbon possible. Okay. So we find this in three places. One that we just had now, that was Reb Lozer and Reb Yossi. We're going to find out Reb Lezer momentarily, as well as Reb Shimon Lozer. Jacques Limar. This is Abaye talking now. Reb Lozer and Reb Yossi Hadi Amar. We already had this. What are they? Kulu Svirlu. All say Zem Chashir. He is the one that has the Machshava. The Zoiven, he's the one that's doing the Avoida. Nevertheless, Havya Machshava, the Machshava of the Mechashiv, can rule and dictate the ultimate fate of what the circumstances are. So Reb Lezer Rabbi Yosef Adamon, that we just said now that the Balaam can dictate that it becomes Pigel. Reb Lezer did not. Hashoich li Oyved Kechav. Now, Oyved Kechav doesn't mean La Avoidas Kechav. Oyved Kechav means for a Gentile, a guy. A guy comes to you. You happen to be a shoychet, you're in the market, shechting karbonis, and he comes and says, can you please go and shecht this animal for me? And I say to him, are you Jewish? No. So why do you want it to be geshechted? Well, number one, I always heard that kosher meat is much more nutritious than non-kosher meat. And number two, I was going to go and shoot it with a gun, with a bullet, but unfortunately I have no bullets left. For whatever reason is, he wants the yid to go and shecht this animal. Not as kochim. In the middle of the marketplace, he wants and pleads to go and shecht it. Nothing wrong with that. Zoktatanikam shkitosik sheira. Fine. And if he did a good job and they do the bedika of all the lungs and everything else, then anybody can eat it. Not only the guy. I mean, if the guy makes a big party and invites Jews over, assuming that he did all the other kosher preparations appropriately, that they salted it and they have kosher kalim, whatever, it's shkitosik sheira. Whatever. The point is, it's a kosher shechita. However, blazer poisel. Why is it possible? What's wrong? What did he do wrong? So Rashi explains that the reason why he says that it's possible is because stam machshava of oived koychavim is laavoidas koychavim. If you want to take a look at the Rashi is about 10 lines from the top of the omiver blazer poisel. Hosam mefarish behedja shestam machshavas oived koychavim. A regular Gentile, his mindset is always for avodah zarah. Even though he's not participating in the shechita, he handed it over lock, stock, and barrel to the shaykhid, a Jewish kosher shaykhid, he shechted it. Nevertheless, his machshava was avodah zarah. By the way, many of the mafarshim say that this only applies to an individual who's oduk b'avodah zarah. He's a very religious Gentile. The average Gentile today doesn't even go to Mass on Kratzmach. But I'm saying someone who happens to be Oduk, he goes to Mass every single Sunday, and any time he passes people, he says, you know, Holy God, and then he Kratzelstachmati, whatever. He does whatever it is. Anyway, so then if he's such an Oduk person, then you have to worry about the time of the Shechita of the Yid. On behalf of the guy, that the guy was thinking avodah zarah machshavas, that he's going to eat this at a big party in the church, or at home he's going to invite all the pastors and all the parishioners, who knows, whatever. So the point is, says Reb Lezer, because of his bad machshava, even though he's not participating in the shechita, he handed the shechita over to the Jew. Nevertheless, zeh machashiv, v'zeh oyved, have your machshava. It's a tremendous kiddush, right?
A guy can never bring a carbon, assuming that he's a...
If he's odik l'avodah zarah, yeah.
Ish.
Okay, so that ish is referring to maybe if he makes a positive statement, it's okay. In other words, the stam machshava is avodah zarah. But if he says, I'm bringing this specifically for God Almighty, the God of the Jews, if he says that, I assume that that would wipe away and overwhelm the normal negative connotation of his stam machshava, right? Rashi says, stam machshava sovicham. But if he makes a positive, affirmative statement otherwise, presumably that would wash that away. So that would be number two. Now who's number three? Rav Shimon Elazar. Did not. What is this all about? As you recall, when we learned Masechta Shabbos, and we were talking about Hoitza on Shabbos, every different item that you could go and be Moitzi has different Shiurim. It's this shiur. When it's a gabi a mashke, it's a different shiur. When you're talking about a beged, when you're talking about a machat, whether you're talking about jewelry, everything had different shiurim as we had back in Masechta Shabbos. So one of the halachas that is mentioned in the Mishnah is what happens if you have something which is ein kosher lihatznia. Who means ein kosher lihatznia? It's not from a lashon of kashrus, but rather, says Rashi, it's the type of thing that people do not put away, but they automatically throw into the trash bin. What would that be? Okay, I can think of, for instance, paper towels that people have just used now for after washing. You throw them, nobody's going to retain those, you just throw them into the trash bin. Not that you're allowed to go and carry those things lichatchila outside where there's no Erev. And all of these things, it would be a din of potter aval osir. You're not allowed to do it. However, if you did it, then the halach is you would not go and get malchus, you wouldn't go and get skili, you wouldn't go and bring a korban, etc., etc. Halach alamais, of course, you have to look in Shulchan Aruch. But this is the approach of the Mishnah. So Rashi doesn't talk about wet paper towels. I don't know if they had that at that time. I would strongly doubt it.
Well, but banana peels.
Banana peels, exactly. Gekoin, says Rashi, Gekoin, Dam Nida, in other words, a woman that checked herself or whatever, that she bled, and the beggar is now full of dam, and it's not worth it for her to go and try to launder it. She's just going to throw it into the store. She's going to dispose of it in the trash bin. Oi, Rashi says, Isra'no, if you happen to have in your home something which is Osirbano, not easy to conjure up what that would be, whatever. They said, no, you're not going to retain it. You, of course, you immediately throw it out. So if somebody were to go and carry one of those things out on Shabbos, it would be potter avalos. Don't do it, but it would be potter because this is not a Dovash Matznien. Now there's another category, says Rashi, and that's what the Mor is referring to. The first one is kosher in kosher latznia. In kosher means it's not the derech to go and put away, because something like this a person just tosses. Vein matznien kamoyu is, we're talking about the shiur. What's the shiur? Normally if you have, for instance, a shmata, by ashirim we say that if it happens to be the shiur of three tvachim by three tvachim, then it has a shiur to go and be mekabel tumah, because of the fact that it is usable, it has utility, and the usher is going to retain it, or at least the usher's wife will retain it. If you have an oni, even if it's only three etzbois by three etzbois, really very, very tiny. But unfortunately, aniyim are aniyim, so they'll use even that for purposes of wiping this, that, or the other thing. Ah, what happens if it's less than 3 by 3 etzbois? It's only etzba al etzba, 2 etzbois by 2 etzbois. It's so small. So what is a person going to do? He's just going to toss it. Okay, so those are two cases where it says in Masechta Shabbos, it wouldn't have the issa d'oraisa of hoitzo'ah, because either these are the types of things that people toss away, or they happen to be so small that, again, people toss them, they don't have the shiur of lehatznia. However, what happens? What happens if the owner, for instance, of this small shmata, he says to his wife, I know that you feel that it's less than 3 by 3, so you can't use it anymore in the kitchen to go and wipe up spills or whatever you use small shmatas for, but I can use it because I have now finished my whole package of Q-tips and I need something to go and put into my ears every time after the shower to be able to wipe it out and make sure there's no dirt and no. So therefore I'm going to go and put away these little shmatas of 2 by 2. And he has them in his drawer. He opens them up. He has a nice little section over there of these small little things. Ubo acher, and now someone else, Yankel Beryl, comes, bohitzioi, and he took out this piece of that small little shmata of 2 by 2, which normally there would be no isser involved because of the fact that it's ein derech latznioi kamayu, it's such a small shear. Guess what? Because the balim of this little cloth says, by me, this is Choshev. We don't go based on what the population at large says. We look at this particular individual. He was Machshev, this piece of cloth, with his Machshava, this Chayiv Zeh, Yankel Beryl, who's taking this cloth and he's carrying it in Rosh Hashanah. He's going to be Chayiv, this Chayiv Zeh, Machshava Shel Zeh. So you can have two people walking on Shabbos, both of them carrying the same Shemata cloth of 2 by 2. In one case, he would not have the Isser of Hoytzo B'Shabbos, because it's Ein Derech Latznia Kamoyu, it's so small. The other person will be Chayiv, because either he or the owner was Machshev and says, no, don't throw these things out. A penny saved is a penny earned. I know that this is a Lishmatala. That's fine. I'll use it. Don't throw it out. Oh, the other person is carrying it. He's going to be over. Again, we have the same Machshava that Zeh Machashev. Three tanum ula. If there's asro for skila, he would be chayiv misa. That's correct, based on our gemara. Exactly right. Shizokti marietz. Now, although all three go with the same approach, it doesn't mean that all of them hold necessarily of the other one's psak. In other words, you could hold the din only applies over here by hilchis pigel and not necessarily by Shabbos or avodah zarah. Why would I say that? Because the Gemara says it. Zok the Gemara, Travayu Islehu de Reb Lozer b'Reb Yoisi. The other two, meaning Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon Elozer, that was number 2 and number 3, respectively, they all agreed to Reb Lozer b'Reb Yoisi, who's the one that said by Pigel that the Balaam can be Mefakel. Why? Hash de Bachutz Amrinan, Bifnim Miboye, Madach, they hold by halachas which are not based in the Beis Hamikdash, but rather based outside the Beis Hamikdash, such as the din of the Shabbos, or the din of the Shechita that Rav Lezer says is possible because it's avodah zarah, because it's stam machshavos. So madach that that's b'chutz, they hold that way. Zem machashav zeh oive. Avad b'fnim. Why is b'fnim better than b'chutz? What's better? What's worse? So Rashi explains it really has nothing to do with chutz per se or b'fnim per se, but it has to do with the fact that when it comes to korbanos, the Torah was machshiv machshavos. Where was the Torah machshiv machshavos? Exactly. In the pasuk of in the Ochel Yeyochel Beyoim Hashlishi, or Sevach Shlomo Beyoim Hashlishi, lo yirat loy, lo yehnana nachla hamakrav oisay lo yechoshev loy pigul yeh lo yechoshev loy. The Torah says, don't have a bad machshava. You don't find that expression by Shabbos or by Avodah Zarah about this lo yechoshev. Here the Torah was machshev machshavos, machshavos that according to Bill and according to Rashi and Tosis, you have to verbalize so people know what your machshava is. It's not so much that you're required to be medaber, but just people should know what your machshava is all about. Because if you keep their machshavos, Rabbi's machshavos belevish vatzas Hashem misaki, you don't know what people are thinking in their hearts. Hanistorim Hashem akenu vaniglech lanu vaneinu nistoris Hashem Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows what's in a person's heart. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara, the point is, could be they both hold like Reb Lozer Reb Yosi in the Gabi the Hilchois machshava bifneim, because here the Torah was machshav a machshava. Back to our Gemara, Travayu Islud Reb Lozer Reb Yosi. The other two, Reb Lozer and Reb Shimon Lozer, hold of Reb Lozer Reb Yosi. Hashem b'chutz amrinim b'fim yimi b'ayim. Madch they hold with other halachas unrelated to the Beis Hamikdash that machshav is choshev. Certainly, where it says lo yechoshev, certainly a machshav is choshev. Reb Lozer Reb Yosi, who is our man diyamer here legabe pigul by balim, let's look at Travayu. He might not hold like them. This whole thing that we're machshiv, the machshava of the Baalim, is because the Torah uses the expression hamakrev oisoi, and we had by nesachim hikrev hamakrev, and here it says lo yechoshev, so you put it all together, machshava. But the other stuff, maybe not. Reb Shimon Elazar Islay the Reb Lezer, who's Reb Shimon Elazar? That's number three by Hilchos Shabbos. He holds like Reb Lezer the Gabi the Hilchos Shoychet Lo Ivet Gechavim, because Hashde B'Shabbos Amrinan Ba'Avodes Gechavim Miboya. Madach he holds that the inyan of a machshava of the owner to go and make this 2x2 cloth Psadov Achoshim. And certainly he holds by the case of Avodah. Why certainly by Avodah Zarah? Yeah. Says Rashi, because if we had back in Masechta Sanhedrin and Masechta Avodah Zarah, that which avoidos are osir by Avodah Zarah. Now, certainly the Kedarka, the going into the Malkulis and throwing stones, avad. Similarly by Pa'or, person goes there and begins to defecate, yeah, he's oivad Avodah Zarah. But what happens if he did generic Avodah Zarah? What are generic Avodah Zarah? The Gemara says, L'moshel, you go and shecht l'Avodah Zarah. You're makhtir l'Avodah Zarah. You're menasech l'Avodah Zarah. You're mishtach v'lavodah zarah. If you go into the Markulius and you bring an animal and you're going to go in shecht and you're going to go in spritz dam, what are you out of your mind? All you had to do is bring some pebbles, bring some rocks. Why are you going and bringing in behemoths over here? But if he does that, he's over on the isra of avodah zarah. And the reason is, Gemara says, because it says in the pasuk, zoyveach lo lehim yochram, bilti l'Hashem levadoi. Anybody that's doing a zvicha, or ke'en zvicha, doing all those things which are related to the normal avoidos in the Beis HaMikdash. If you do kenegdon outside the Beis HaMikdash, then you're being oived avoidos zarah. Even though that particular avoidos zarah doesn't have that minhag, so to speak. So therefore, there is this umbilical cord that connects, in a sense, the chutz to penim, the avoidos bifnim, to the avoidos lahavdul b'chutz for avoidos zarah. So I can understand why, just like the machshava apostles in the Beis HaMikdash, a machshava is pickle, same thing is, if the goy has in mind the shame of avodah zarah, he could go and passel the carbon. The shechita, thank you. That the shechita should not be a shechita kshera, but it should be a shechita l'avodah zarah, even though the shochet has no idea that that was the machshava of the goy. Anyway, so back to our Gemara. Is Reb Shimon Elazar is later blazer. Reb Shimon Elazar holds by the shmatala that it's their machashav is there oived that it's a machshava. Certainly, he would agree that gabav oved is chum because their pnim and chutz are so similar. Reb Lezer, less than Reb Shimon Elazar. However, Reb Lezer the gabe the hilchos shchita, he would disagree with Reb Shimon Elazar because then oved is chum who the amris ke'en bifnim, because the whole inyan of avoid zara is that you're doing things similar to what we do in our holy Beis HaMikdash. When it comes to the inyan of Shabbos, the Torah is saying what you have in mind. What are you doing? Meleches machshavas. And for instance, if a person is dragging a bench outside, he's making a greira, do you say that he is chayv or not? Machlokes Reb Yehuda Shimon, I think it is. Yeah.
Right.
Would you say it's a psikration? Well, if it's psikration, nothing to talk about. When I was not a psikration, he made a groove. I didn't intend making a groove. So one of the two on the Amram says,
is
mutter. Why? Because the melech machshava is also tayra. So who's the machshava? The oivei, the person who's having the machshava, not the somebody else who owns the bench or who owns the piece of ground that you are now schlepping the bench on. Ah, so therefore, could be that he doesn't hold of this din of zemachashiv is oyved have you mashav. And with this, we conclude the parak, and we start a brand new parak. And this new parak is familiar to most of us because we say it in the tefillahs every morning. And even if we don't say it, we know that we have to skip those pages to get to Rabbi Shmuel. So we know that it exists. It says in Svarim that the reason why we say in particular is this Ezel Mekayim Shalvachim, because this is a rare, the entire parak, there's not one machloikis in the Mishnah. Everybody agrees to every word in the Mishnah. In the Gemara, we're going to have machlokes among the Amoraim, but not in the Mishnah. Ezel Mekayim Shel Zvachim. Where's the Mokim of the Zvachim? Now, we're only going to learn the first Mishnah in the Perek. In the Sidurim, we have the entire Perek, and all the Mishnayis are going to be recited throughout the Perek over the next few letters. Ezel Mekayim Shel Zvachim. Where was the Mokim of the Zochim? Where did they bring the Karbanis? So we start off, Kodshi Kodeshim, those Kodshim, 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 Ishchitosin Batzofain, the Ishchita has to be done in the Tzofin side of the base, of the Azara. You'll recall we had a few days ago, and we had before that, three separate views as to exactly what the definition of Tzofin is. Everybody agrees that from the Tzofin of the Mizbeach itself, to the wall Hatzvoini of the Azara, that's clearly Tzofin. The question is, what about the northeastern side and the northwestern side? And about that we had a Machlokes. Rebbe said that even the northeastern side is included, and Reb Shimon said that even the northwestern side is included. Okay, but the point is that Shechita has to be Tzofin of the Azara. Now, that was the general rule for all Kodshi Kodeshim. Which are all the Kodshi Kodeshim? The Stam Kodshi Kodeshim that we deal with on a regular basis, is a carbon oila, a carbon chatos, and a carbon osham. Can you think of any other kodshi kodeshim? Shalmi tzibur. When did you bring the shalmi tzibur? Only once a year on Shavuos. Typically, a shlomim was brought by a yachid throughout the year. Shalmi tzibur was brought once a year on Shavuos, together with a shtei alechem. Very good. Okay, so all of those kabbalas have to be the tzofin side of the azar. Then we continue on. Par v'sor shel yom kippurim. Now this is, if you will, a subset under the major banner headline Kodshi Kodeshim. Now we're dealing with Par B'Sor Shel Yom Kippurim, both of which, of course, are Karbanos Chatos, so they're both Kodshi Kodeshim. Shchitos B'Tzofin, their Shchitos B'Tzofin, just like other Kodshi Kodeshim. The Kibbul Daman B'Chlishar is B'Tzofin, and the Kabbalah Sadam has to also be made B'Tzofin. Typically, that is not very difficult. In fact, it's almost hard to conjure how you can have a Shchita B'Tzofin and the Kabbalah Sadam B'Dorayim. But it's not that difficult to figure out, because there was a line of demarcation wherever the Mizbeach ended on the northern side. Oh, you know, that's where the north begins. And a second or an inch before that, that was on the Dorim side. So you could have the person shechting on the Tzofin side, north side of the Mizbeach, and the person Mekabel Adam is right next to him, but he happens to be over that line of demarcation, holding on to the Mizrak, and the blood spurts into. Theoretically, you could have a Kabbalah Sadam B'Dorim, but our Mishnah said, no. The Kabbalah Sadam has to be Dafka B'Tzofin. The Gemara is going to ask on the Amud Beis, since this halacha applies to all Kodshi Kodeshim, just like you started off with your banner headline, Ezel Mekayim Shel Zvachim Kodshi Kodeshim because of B'Tzofin, why didn't it say the Kibbul Daman B'Chli Shoritz B'Tzofin?
And then say Sayer.
Exactly, and then say Par B'Sor Shiyam Kippurim. So Gemara is going to ask that on the Amud Beis. And then we continue on. Since these are very special Par B'Sor Shel Yom Kippurim, where the dam is taken into the Hechel, this is not no longer a generic Kodshi Kodeshim, this is very specific. Tomen Toen, Hazoya Al Bein Habadim, the Al HaParoiches, the Al Mizbach HaZov. We're talking about Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, these two, the Par of the Kohen Gadol, the Sawyer for Klal Yisrael, that was the Sawyer Lashem of the two Garolois. All of these, you have three or four groups of hazois. Number one, Bein Abada, means inside the Kodesh Kedoshim itself. Achas, achas, viachas, etc. Then the Kohen Gadol comes out, and in front of the Proichus again, achas, achas, v'yachas, both for the par and for the soil. And then he approaches the mizbeach hazav, and there too he has to go and do two or three sets of hazois. What means two or three sets? Seven he has to do al tiroi shom mizbeach, on the top of the mizbeach itself. He has to also put dam on the four kronois. And the question is, will he does that once or twice? What does it have to do with? Because the pasuk says, "V'lokach midam hapar umidam hasoir," that the kohen gadol should take from both the dam hapar and dam hasoir. The question is, does he merge the two bloods before he puts on the four kronos, and then he only has to do one time the four, or does that he first goes and puts on the four kronos of the par, and then he puts on the four kronos for the soir? In other words, just by saying. It's either 43 or 47, and then according to Ibn Chami, it'll be 48. Okay, mazel tov. But all of these are special to the par of Sosha Yom Kippur. Matana achas mi'en me'akov is even one matana. If you leave out one of the 43, one out of the 47, one out of 48, it's ma'akiv, no good. You have to have every one of those hazois. Shiori adam, o yishoyfech ha'yisem ha'rovish ha'medech ha'chitzoy, even though 99% of the dam being spritzed over here, being sprinkled, is inside the heichol. However, the shirayim, you do the shvicha shirayim outside, where you do typically all the shvicha shirayim, meaning on the mizbeach hachitzon, on the yisoid, on that yisoid that you see as soon as you come out of the heichol and the ulam, you look at the big mizbeach, you see the yisoid, and you pour down on that yisoid. And if you didn't do it, it's not ma'akiv, because shvicha shirayim, except for one man the Omar, everybody else holds that shvicha shirayim is not ma'akiv, the carbon. It's a tremendous mitzvah, but it's not makiv. One man the Omar holds that even that is makiv. Now we go on to the next group of par v'sor, which are very special, which are also bipnimi, and it's par manisrof and nesir manisrofim. Now these are not the same as the earlier category, because we already went through that. These are par nisrof and nesir manisrof, which are brought throughout the year. Where do you have such a par nisrof and sor nisrof throughout the year? Remember, we're not talking about an oila, which is kulikol on the mizbeach. We're talking about a korban chatas. Korban chatas typically is eaten by the kohanim, not these. Here you have to go and burn them or beis hadeshen. Well, why? So the parim, we're talking about two special parim, either the par Kohen HaMashiach, or the par Helim Dovish El Tzibur. We already went through that in great detail back in Masechtas Hodis, but in both cases we're talking about there was a faulty psak, and then in the case of the par Kohen HaMashiach, the Kohen Gadol himself followed his faulty psak, or it's talking about Helim Shul Tzibur, where the Bezan HaGadol made a faulty psak, Roiv of Klai Yisrael followed it, they said, we made a boo-boo. You have to bring that special par Helim Dovish El Tzibur. Or Seir Manisrofim, that's also a very, very rare occasion. And those are Seirei Avodah Zarah. What is Seirei Avodah Zarah? Once again, the same thing where the Bezen HaGadol Yishlayim paskined and said, Rabbi said, this form of Hishtachavah is permissible. What type of Hishtachavah? What are you talking about? So Gemara gave two examples. Instead of, they said, we on Yom Kippur, as you know, you go on the floor totally. Thank you. What happens if you only go? So that certainly is Osir Favodah Zarah, for sure, no question. What happens if you just go and bow ceremoniously, like we do, for instance, by Moedim or by Shemoneh Esrei and things like that? Are you over Avodah Zarah? Were you to do that type of Ishtachavah of Avodah Zarah? So the Bezan HaGadol said, that doesn't go. Come on. People all the time, that is good. However, that's not the halacha. The halacha is even this type of ceremonious ritual bowing like that. That's also, and you're over on Avodah Zarah.
You cannot go to Japan.
That's right. They bow each other all the time. Yes. It's not Avodah Zarah. It's not Machshavah Zarah.
Okay. Exactly. Anyway, bottom line is all of those. So that's one mistake. What's the other mistake that the Bezan HaGadol made? They said that the Indian of Ishtachavo is only if it's dark bekach. If it's the type of Avodah Zarah that people go in and they bow, and you bow, Avodah Zarah. If it's Amarkulius Mita Baal Pa'ar, where there you don't go and bow down to the Avodah Zarah. You use it for your pitching range to go and throw your stones. Or in the case of the Baal Pa'ar, you want to go and test out the newest Kleenex toilet paper. And that's the reason why you're doing it. Then you're going to be over. But you're not being over if you're Mishtachva. That's what they said, but that's wrong. Ishtachavah is one of those generic avoidos that you are over because you're doing the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why the Pnim and the Chutzah we had in the previous parak, Shkoyach Pradeshai. So if they made that faulty mistake, and then everybody says, oh, really? I didn't know that. And everybody goes into the Markulius temple and they all start bowing down, thinking they're not doing anything wrong. And then we realize, oh, you're terrible, terrible Aveira. Then the Bez Nagodol has to bring this special korban so'ir, which is described in more detail in Parsha Shlach. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so in both of those cases, the Parim Nisrafin, the Yerman Nisrafin, what do you do with them? The Shechit is B'tzafayin in the Azara, Kibbul Dam B'chlisharis in the Azara B'tzafayin, and then you have to go and take the blood, go up into the Ulam and the Heichel, the Dam B'tzafayin. Here it's not on all three, Lefnai V'lefnim, in front of the Pareiches and Mizbeach, but rather it's only two in front of the Pareiches, and here you don't do Achas V'Achas, it's just Sheva Hazois in front of the Pareiches, and then on the Mizbech Hazov, just four. So it's 7 plus 4, 11 all together. Continues the Mishnah. Again, Matan Achaz Me'am Yaakov, if you mess up and you only do 10 out of the 11, no good. Each one of them is Mi'akev. Shiori Adom Yeshev Yisoy Marov Vishal Mizbech Achitzon. And once again, the Shiraim you go and pour out on the Yisoyed of the Mizbech Achitzon. Vim Leinosef, you forgot, he didn't, whatever. Lo'ikev, it's not Mi'akev. Eilu ve'eilu, both of these, that's about the Parim HaNisrafim, the Irim HaNisrafim, as well as those from Yom Kippur, all of those you burn where? A Beis HaDeshen. You don't burn it in the Beis HaMikdash, but you go Beis HaDeshen, which is Chutz L'machne. Zhok Di Gemara. So now, starting in the beginning, we already mentioned this question in the Gemara. We started off by the Kodshi Kudishim, that Shechitos HaBetzofayim, stop. And then we got Parvus Hashem Kippurim, Shechitosu Metzofen, the Kibbul Dabim Metzofen. And we asked, why didn't we say by the Kodshi Kudishim the same thing? Shechitosu Metzofen, the Kibbul Dabim Metzofen, Metzofen. And that's the Gemara. Kashem, and this thing, Nami, the Kibbul Dabim Metzofen, Metzofen. Everything, I'll tell you why. Kim de ikasham mitzoyra, the Kibbul Domoi biyadu, shayre. Because it's an exception to the rule. We're trying to give a general rule that applies across the board, that Ezu Mekoy Mishol Zvach, on the Kodshi Kudishim, Shchitosim Metzofen. We could not say, and the Kabbalist Dam is an Eklisharis Metzofen, because by Hashem Metzoyra, the Kibbul Dam is biyad. What do you mean biyad? Yes, if you look in Parshat Metzoyra, the Metzoyra is now bringing his three Kabbalists, among them the Korban Osham. What do you do with the blood? The Kohen is mekabel the dam with his hand, not with the mizrak. Really? Yes, with his hand. And then after he has the dam in his hand, he takes the other hand, or another Kohen comes by, and he puts his etzba in, and they go and put a little bit. First of all, you have to do 7 towards the heichel. You don't go in the heichel, but towards the heichel. And then you go and do 3 more, one on the oizen, another 2 on the bohin yad and the bohin regel. So that's what you have to do. Oh, since there, the Hashem Atzayri, you collect the blood in the hand. Give him a hand. That's why we left it out from the beginning of the description. That has to be, I'm sorry?
Yeah, right. It's an exception.
Because it is an exception to the rule. Okay. We're not done yet. For all those of you saying, I always thought that all Kabbalists have to have a mizrak. Don't be nervous. We're going to get to it shortly. Okay. And that's why Shire, that's why we left it out from that headline of all the Kodshi Kudishim. Freitimora, Veloi, Voktani Lola Kamonim, Yet Hashem, when we get to the Mishnah that's going to talk about Hashem knows Hashem Mitzayra, there it's going to start off. Hashem knows Hashem Mitzayra, Shechitosu Matzafayin, Vikibul Daman, Chlishari Matzafayin. The Hashem Mitzayra that you just told me now is the exception to the rule. We do Chlishari. What's going on over here? I don't know. Zogti Gemara, the truth of the matter is that when it comes to Hashem Mitzayra, they had 2 Kohanim that got the kibbut, right? By laning, you only have 1 Kohen. Here you got 2 Kohanim. 1 Kohen was Mekabel Adam Biyad, and the other one was Mekabel it in a Mizrak, like all other Kabbalists. Manishtana, the one that put a Biyad, did all those special applications, and Hazois that we just spoke about. When it talks about the other one with the Mizrak, he did the regular Zerikos on the Mizbeach. Oh, so therefore our Mishnah, when we left it out, because since you're talking about an Hashem Metzayra generally, together with all of the Kodshi Kudishim generally, we can't say that every single one of the Kodshi Kudishim and every aspect requires a Kabbalah's Dam inside a Kli Sharis, because half of the blood, not really half, but a small percentage of the blood in the Hashem Metzayra was in this Kabbal Biyad. However, when we get to the Mishnah about Hashem knows Hashem Metzayra, since the vast majority of that, in fact, happens to be collected in the Mizrach for purposes of the Zrikas on the Mizbeach, then we say, that dam that's going to be used for the Zrikas, there you have to do and collect in the Kli Shoreh Ba Tzofen, as the Gemara now explains. Meikor Esavah Kibul Domei Biyadu. The Kibul Dam, certainly a portion of it is Biyad. Shire, that's why we left it out. However, the Kibul Isagale Elebekli, since that's not the answer for all of the Dam, because Roiv of the Dam, in addition to that, is being Skabal Bekli, or the Tanya, then it said, don't have the misconception that Hashem Atzayre doesn't involve a Kli at all. No, it involves Taka both. One coin with Yad, and one coin with the Mizrak. The sign of the Kulan and the Braisa. V'lokach, it says in the Pasuk, V'lokach, number one, Torah Shalom, V'lokach ha-koyin midama oshen, v'nosan ha-koyin al-tenuch, oizan mitar yamonis, boyin yadam yamonis, boyin ragla yamonis. So it says, V'lokach ha-koyin midama oshen, v'nosan ha-koyin. So the Gemara Darshan Zehekish, V'lokach yocha b'kli, I would think he should go and take a kli. Tam Eloim, in the same Pasuk, says, v'nosan, ma'anasina be'atzmoy shel koyin, with his etzba, aflekicho be'atzmoy shel koyin, meaning with his own hand, and not with a kli. Oh, yocha b'kli, so maybe even the other koyin who say, or maybe this koyin, he's also collecting in his hand for purposes of the mizbeach, for this rikos, tam Eloim, kichachata so'oshem ho. Why are we putting together chatzas oshem? Machatzas to the kli. Af oshem to in kli. Nimtzas at to oimer. So you see, bottom line is, Hashem Metzoyri, you have two kibudim, shnei kiyanim mekam lezomi. Echad biyad, v'yechad bekli. Zeh shekibud bekli. Bolei eitzel mizbeach. He went to the mizbeach to do the zrikoy sadam. Zeh shekibud kli. Bolei eitzel metzoyra, to be able to go and put on the metzoyra, on the tenuch oizan yimonis, and on the boyin, and on the boyin raglei hayimonis.
Both kohanim be mefagel the korban.
Mishas kol hadam. It would so appear. We probably should wait until we get the further discussion about Hashem Mitzayim. But you're right. We have to have big ubeva.